Coming up, life's challenges and achieving greatness. Let's look inside the pages of an incredible book, Think Big. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Dean. And if you like to read a variety of books with authentic Jewish values, we read you loud and clear. My special guest on this episode of 613 Books Podcast is Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, who is on the line from London, where he is the Rav of the Machzikei Hadath Synagogue. We're going to speak a bit about how the Jewish community in London is managing during this time of upheaval in communities everywhere while Israel is at war with Hamas. And we will also speak about his groundbreaking book, Think Big, The Torah Path for the Teenage Male. This book was recommended to me by his father-in-law, Rabbi Akiva Tatz, and it's an engaging, insightful, and often funny deep dive into the Jewish journey and tests of life, of learning Gemara, and very human temptations. As a Rebbe for high school boys for many years, Rabbi Halberstadt has a wealth of experience and understands today's teenager. He provides his students with a deep and solid hashkafa and motivates them with a love of Torah and a passion for learning. Welcome to 613 Books Podcast, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Rabbi, you're a longtime resident of London and the Rav of Machzikei Hadath community. Please, if you could, first of all, just tell us a bit about the mood around London these days, especially what's on the mind of the Jewish population from what you can tell.
I think the mood in London is probably very similar to what it is in New York and probably around the whole world. I think everyone feels very much closely connected to everything that's going on at the moment in Israel. Everybody has some family there and deep connections. And I think it goes beyond that anyway, because everybody feels very much part of the Jewish people and people are really feeling the pain. At the same time, everyone's doing their very best, davening, praying as from whatever they can do. And it's something which is really bringing everybody together. It's really an amazing thing. And we all feel this is Am Yisrael, the Jewish people at their best.
Right. We're being tested right now. And interestingly enough, in your book, Think Big, you write a great deal about tests as well as ordeals, the purpose of existence, and how everything in our lives is for our own good. I'm wondering whether people are coming to you for chizuk, a bit of strength about the current security situation. As you know, in the British newspapers, everywhere, basically, reports abound with Jewish citizens who say they feel incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, unfortunately, there are huge amounts of Yishmael, let's call them, everywhere. And London definitely has a heavy presence. But I think it's part of the understanding that we put our trust in Hashem. That's exactly what it's all about. And for that reason, we do whatever we can in terms of davening. And we really feel that we're together with the rest of Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. We're davening. Every day we have Tehillim. I speak beforehand in my community. We give a couple of words of real chizuk, of making sure that people understand that their prayers make a difference, you know, for those soldiers fighting on the front lines, for the protection of everybody in Israel, and for the return of the hostages. These are things that we are davening for, and that is something very, very meaningful. As a Jew, we have to understand that really it is so key to focus on the power of tefillah, the power of prayer. And this is really, every prayer makes a difference from every single person. And when you feel that connection from everyone around the world davening for the success and the safety of Am Yisrael, it's something quite incredible. And I'm sure Hashem sees what the Jewish response is. And I've been saying to people that what we're seeing is total evil. And the way you fight evil is with good. And therefore, the outpouring of chesed, of kindness that is going on in Israel, and the incredible sense of feeling of family togetherness and praying for the Jewish people, that is how we combat this from abroad. because it's all one family, and the way we fight evil is with good.
Thank you so much for that, Rabbi. In my opinion, your book, Think Big, is an achievement on many levels. You communicate effectively and thoughtfully to the teenage male, and your insights and advice for overcoming a variety of challenges that Jewish teenage males face are practical and achievable. Plus, for those who are ambivalent about learning Gemara, you provide a step-by-step guide to the road of learning Gemara competently and loving it too. I'd like to talk with you a bit about one of the pinnacle chapters in the book, Tests and Ordeals. That's chapter 20. Ever since I read what you wrote about the two types of tests on page 149, I personally have reframed basically every test or challenge I experience throughout my day. I'm wondering if you could share with our listeners the two types of tests and why they are different.
Yeah, this is a very key point, as you mentioned, especially for teenagers, but really, the book is for teenagers, and the truth is, it contains basics for all of the foundation of Judaism, of Torah. And so really, anybody can and should read these things. And with regards to tests, we mentioned that there are two types of tests. One is pretty similar to what a situation we're going through now, where an event takes place, the world has been shaken up, and something happens that is way beyond your control, and you are put in this situation. And the question is, how can we step up to that situation? In that situation, that test, there's a God-given assurance that we have the ability to overcome such a test. Since it was given to us, Hashem gives us what we call the siyata dishmaya, the help from heaven, to be able to rise to the challenge, whatever that challenge might be. That is test number one, a situation that one finds oneself in. Test number two is a different type of test. That is the test and the challenge where a person himself has chosen incorrectly and thereby put himself in that situation of a test. In which case, for example, for a kid and especially for a teenager, we're talking about watching things that are inappropriate on the internet. So to go in a place where it's near, in other words, where it's quiet at night, it's only you, there's nobody around, you have total access, you're asking for trouble, to put yourself in that situation and to say, well, I'll be okay because God doesn't give me a test that I cannot challenge and I cannot meet, that is much more dangerous because that's not true. You put yourself in that situation. It does not come with that assurance. And that is why most of this idea of a test is the realization that where the test actually is way before what you think the test is. The test is not to put yourself in that situation. Once you're in that vulnerable situation where you are very likely to fall, then unfortunately it does not come with that assurance that Hashem will help you. Even there, it's possible to pull yourself out, but that doesn't have that assurance. And therefore, that type of test is something we must have to avoid. And that's what we mean when we say we ask Hashem, he shouldn't put us in a situation of test. But what do you mean? We have plenty of tests. Yeah, Hashem will put you in those tests. That is a fact. That's how life is. Those tests, you can rise to the challenge and you must. But don't put yourself in a situation of test. That is absolutely terrible because it doesn't come with that same success of Hashem's help. And therefore, the test is to avoid the test.
Right, which is also the chapter heading as well from the book and definitely worth reading. And I find that an essential call to action that you urge the reader to make regarding the Yetzer Hara is to avoid situations, as you've been discussing, that we know will lead to a challenge. And I'm wondering whether you'd read the excerpt in Think Big that you call The Message of the Diving Board. It's on page 150.
I'm happy to tell it to you live since it happened to me.
Great.
So when I was 8 years old, we went for a Shabbos away. I went with my family and we went to somewhere for Shabbos, a hotel. And I was bored. It was Shabbos afternoon. And I was walking around and I had nothing to do. And I was wearing my Shabbos clothes because that's what obviously I was wearing. And I decided that for some strange reason, I wanted to do something a little bit more daring than just sort of walk around the garden and the place where the swimming pool was. And I thought, well, there's an interesting diving board there which goes out into the area of the water. So I said to myself, well, okay, you know, like that sounds like a bit of fun. Walk up and down the diving board. So I walked up and down, and very short while later, I found myself emerged in the deep end. I was 8 years old. I'd never swam before with clothes on, thick clothes. And I was actually wearing glasses at the time as well. And I remember thinking to myself, do I grab those and survive? What should I do? It was pretty scary, but I pulled myself out, drenched, soaking. My parents said to me, like when I came to knock on their door, they were like, what on earth? What happened? Mm-hmm. And I learned a very important lesson that day. And that was, don't walk up and down the diving board if you don't want to fall in. And that is so crucial, because the test of this generation is, don't go near the diving board. There's so many dangerous places. And as soon as you're in the area, you're finished. And therefore, the kids got to know that you're not made of steel. Everybody, the boys in particular, we're talking about teenage boys, they have a yetzer hara. They have a drive for negativity, things that will actually bring them down that they don't realize will bring them down. But if you go up and down that diving board, you're going to fall in. It's going to happen. And that is a key message for our teenagers of today, that that's why they got to keep away from all the tests that are being thrown at them at such a rapid rate. It's very hard to be a teenager nowadays.
Right.
I'm pretty grateful that I'm not, but I'm trying to do at least what I can for those that are.
I hear. Of course, when we were teenagers, there definitely were tests, but nothing like there are today. You know, in the book where you write about the message of the diving board, you ask and answer the question, why does the Yetzer Hara love teenagers?
Yeah. So that's a very, very key point, because, you know, the teenage years are so formative. They create the person. If you just look around at people, the most radical change that people make is for sure between the age of around about 15 to, I would say, maybe 22. Maybe you could extend your teenage years to then. But this is the years where you form who you are, the direction you're going in, what do you want to achieve. That doesn't mean that you cannot change that afterwards. Plenty of people do. But the critical moments where you define yourself, who you are, that is the teenage years. That's what's happening. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara knows, if I can get them now, I've got them for life. And if they can overcome me, meaning the Yetzer Hara, if a teenager does well, they start excelling, they do incredibly well. You know, I took a group of boys to Israel, and funnily enough, I took them to the sons of Rebbe and Reb Shaka Kallis, and they both said the same thing. That was, they both said to these group of boys that nowadays it is for sure harder than it ever has been before to be a focused, religious, from teenager that's not going to be drowning in the difficulties of the world out there. But at the same time, if you're able to rise to that challenge, we've seen the siyata d'shmaya, the help from Shemayim that they get. The teenager that does well and that turns himself around and is able to fly, he does incredibly well, more than what we've seen in the past. So you see, the challenge is greater, but the opportunity of becoming bigger and better is also there for the taking. And I've seen it, you know, I've been experienced with boys now, teenagers for many years. Mm-hmm. Definitely this is the case. The challenge is harder, but the success of those that are able to are really flying high.
Right. You know, and also I'm glad that you use that phrase to turn themselves around, because that is also a feature of the book, especially as the reader goes through the material, is that your book isn't all about don't go there and don't go down that road and don't go up and down the diving board. There is materials that's very, very strengthening that emphasizes that you can come back. There's no lost cause, right? That was very important for you to include, obviously.
Yeah, I wrote the book for regular people. What I mean by that is, you know, often we pick them up only after they've, as it were, you know, dropped out. They're off the derech. They've done, you know, all sorts of terrible things. And now we're trying to get them back. But what about for the average guy who just needs a book to show me, what am I supposed to do? What is life about? What does Torah say about these years? What's my focus? To build the boys, to make them into the men that they could become. That is something that the book contains. So on the one hand, we have chapters about bouncing back after a fall. And if you fall, because that's part of life, that is normal. But at the same time, this is not a book written for guys who are struggling. This is written so that you can become the best person that you can become. And that's very, very key, because that's much more fundamental to do that. You don't wait for a guy to become sick and ill and then cure him afterwards. It's much better to give the guy a healthy lifestyle in the first place. That's the correct approach. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do with teenagers. They have so many challenges and difficulties just getting through these years that we have to do this. And that's why I wrote this book. I simply wrote it because I've seen how difficult it is, and yet they can really become great people. That's the idea of the book. It's called Think Big, so that they can think bigger and better beyond who they are right now, and think about being big, because that's really the adult within them. And this is the idea of the book in all areas, is to build and to strengthen your regular guy, and also, of course, to give chizuk and to try and bring back those people that have failed, because we all fail, and that's also part of life. So this is a book that is, I feel, absolutely essential.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I thank you so much for publishing it. And I also just really, really highly recommend it to all Jewish families. So thank you very much, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, for speaking with me about Think Big, as well as the effects of the Gaza-Israel war on Jewish London.
Thank you very much for having me. And we should only hear good things. The Jewish people, it's an amazing thing. Ashrei me to be part of this people. Mika Amcha Yisrael. We're all in it together. We feel everybody else. And really, that's also part of writing a book of and having a book for teenagers. We've got to look at everybody as that potential great person that they are. Every member of Klal Yisrael has that. Mm. And this is what we're doing. We're getting together and realizing that Klal Yisrael comes together and ba'achdus and davening to Hashem. And we should hear only good things for the Jewish people.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt is well known for his ability to inspire teenagers with a fascination of Torah study and their personal spiritual growth. Over the years, many have said that his teaching and direction have changed their lives. For more information and to purchase your copy of Think Big, just head over to the show notes of this episode. And that's what's on the shelf for this episode of 613 Books Podcast. I'm Heather Dean. Thanks for listening.
613 Books Podcast is produced and hosted by Heather Dean. Senior producer and director of operations, Greg Cohen. Consulting producer, Yiska Roth. Show announcer, Michael Doniger. Remember to like and subscribe to our show on your favorite app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your own preferred app, and never miss an episode. You can find all episodes of 613 Books Podcast by visiting our website, heatherdeanproductions.com.